So for more than three decades, when out-of-town reporters came to town to tell Detroit's tired tale of woe, they came first to the Michigan Central Station. This was the poster child for urban blight. It is not anymore. It is just this epic story of resurrection and an architectural gem that has been polished into a diamond. And Josh Seirafman is CEO of Michigan Central Station, who has watched all of this unfold on his watch. I love your lapel pin. It is a representation of the Michigan Central Depot. Josh, talk to us about the fact that what you discovered when you got here. 3.5 million gallons of water in two basements. One of them you didn't know you had. That's six Olympic-sized pools of water you had to pump out. I can only imagine what that did to the structural steel. How close were we to perhaps having this building not being a candidate for restoration?
Well, the amazing Ford team that did the work then, the general assessment from them is we were probably 24 months away from losing the building. That there was enough structural risk that some of the treasures in the Grand Hall now, when you see the incredible arch ceiling with the Guastavino tiles, that was on its last gasp. And I think a number of pieces were. And so the intervention from Bill and the Ford team was just in time.
3,100 plus workers involved in this renovation. How do you find the right people for this job? And we were talking off air that a lot of them are Michiganders.
That's right. And it's 3,100 construction workers, but then there's also hundreds of folks on the architecture side, on the engineering side, figuring out incredible solutions to problems, how to find objects to then recreate them, how to use technology. We have examples where Ford Engineering 3D printed pieces that they had to recreate from images that people found through the archives. In other cases, we had to track down people that had objects, a lot of objects had left the building, however it is that they left, and track them down and scan them. And then make molds from that, and then 3D print or build new ones based on those molds. And so, incredible effort across hundreds and hundreds of people.
Were there things that were still out of reach? I was here, I was telling you, in the early 90s when DPD came in and were chasing off the scrappers. And I mean, we found huge sheets of copper that had once graced, I mean, they were rappelling up the walls to tear this stuff down and stripping this beautiful lady of her grandeur. Were there things that just were too prohibitive to restore, like that copper molding?
Yeah, there's examples where that's the case. Also, even the platform on the south side of the station, where you'd go and you'd go through this corridor and then up to the trains, a lot of that was just in too much of a state of disrepair. You mentioned the rappelling. It's just, I still can't imagine how some of these objects, I see what we do today to move heavy objects around. I cannot imagine how people came in and did whatever they did to remove them.
Well, I know one of the headers you found at a home in Maine. How did that get there?
There was a lot of no questions asked research that the team did.
Okay. So we got to walk around this first floor. It's absolutely gorgeous. The clock, the ticket windows, it's just a walk back in time. What are the states of the upper floors for people to move in and work?
Most of the tower is ready to go. And in fact, we've got about two-thirds of the tower, what I would say is programmed, meaning we know who's going to be in there. It'll happen on a rolling basis. Actually, this month we'll start with our youth floor, where we'll have a STEM training facility. With our partners at Google, we'll have their CodeNext program, which has been up and running in NewLab at Michigan Central the last 2 years. They'll start this month doing their work out of there, and the balance of the floor will also be for youth programming with the Boys and Girls Club of Southeast Michigan and other partners. We'll have in the fall, we'll have 3 floors of Ford occupancy, business units that are really on the front lines of software applications to automotive industry and other kinds of things. We are in the process of working through to determine our partners on a hotel, which will probably be about 4 floors in there. And we'll only have a little bit left, actually, honestly, of the tower, and we're going to wait, and we want to make sure to add. We'd love to attract new businesses to Detroit and to Michigan, and we're additive to everything that we're building at Michigan Central.
How nice that 111 years ago that they didn't develop those top 2 floors. They just left it as a clean sheet for you.
Yeah, exactly. The top 7 floors were never actually used or occupied.
Interesting. Coming off the high of the concert last night, did Eminem get a tour? Did Diana Ross walk around?
You know, I will say this, that all of the amazing artists, they certainly needed their space to prep, and we certainly, and we used the tower for that, and it was amazing to have everybody in the building.
All right.
Oh, I hope there are pictures to take us behind the scenes.
Checks Twitter immediately.
Yeah. You know, the city has done a great job restoring Roosevelt Park out front. Your front lawn is incredible. What more needs to be done on the perimeter? And I know this is, there are still phases yet to be conquered in terms of the south end of things.
That's correct. On the south side of the station, we're at the beginning of building another 8 acres of what will be an absolutely incredible park. And when you combine that with Roosevelt Park, which the city did just an incredible job on, the Southwest Greenway connecting us to Ralph C. Wilson Centennial Park and the riverfront, I mean, this is going to be a concentration of public space unlike literally anywhere.
I've heard that trains possibly could in the future come through here again. Is that still out there?
It's definitely possible. We're optimistic about it. We have been working with Amtrak and the state of Michigan, the city of Detroit. We're optimistic, hopeful. There's a lot of work to do, but everybody really would love to see that happen.
So include some soundproofing in that new hotel, okay?
Yeah.
when you look ahead, we've only got about a minute left here, but tell me where you see this and what you see happening 10 years from now. And maybe the stuff that we haven't imagined yet.
Yeah, I think that, well, you know, today is a perfect example of what Michigan Central is all about. In NewLab at Michigan Central, we have an incredible forum about AI and inclusive innovation. We've got everybody from President Santa Ono of University of Michigan to the White House's Director of Technology Policy to a bunch of investors from around the country. And then in this building, in the station, we've got day one of people coming in to the open house and claiming the space as theirs again.
Beautiful work. We love what you've done with the place. I think all of Detroit is so thankful for Ford and for everyone who worked here.
Well, and thanks for turning the page and really giving us the gateway to the next chapter, which you document in this beautiful history ribbon. We invite everybody to come down at some point this summer and experience Michigan Central. Josh Scheiferman, CEO of Michigan Central Station, thank you so much. Please extend our thanks to Bill Ford.
Yeah, and thank you, Detroit, from all of us also for an incredible day yesterday, and we keep going.
When we come back, innovation is key to this. What kind of innovations might we see? That's next on JR Morning.